Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Canes Tire in San Rafael. Canes Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today's guest from AT&T Park in San Francisco is John Barr, the Giants Vice President and Assistant General Manager, Scouting and International Operations. John, how much satisfaction do you get, the fruits of your labor, so to speak, the guys that you were looking at, scouting, all of your guys out there, and then win a World Series and get to celebrate it today?
Joe, it's great to be here. I mean, first of all, it's the work of an awful lot of people, not only from our scouting staff, but also our player development people, and then on to the big league people and the major league staff and all, and job Bruce Bochy does. It's fun. I mean, this is what we work for. This is what you put in the hours for, to be able to have a team that goes out and win a world championship. The problem right now is that we're looking at, okay, well, what are we doing this year? And what are we doing in the future years? So you keep, it's time to celebrate. You take a step back today and you realize what we accomplished here, especially in the last three of the last 5 years. But at the same time, we know there's a lot of work ahead of us.
Speaking of what you're doing in recent times, I was down in San Jose as they're getting ready to start their season, and I talked to Tyler Beede and Christian Arroyo, and boy, these seem like really great kids, great head on their shoulders, ready to start the season. And tell us about just looking at those two players, what you thought, and about their progress.
Well, I think both of them have made really good progress. Both of them are very talented players with good heads on their shoulders. That's one of the things that we try to look at as a player who not only has ability but also has the makeup or the head on his shoulders to be able to just hone those abilities into skills that'll play at the major league level and help us win. But both of those two really work hard. Both of them are great guys, and we're fortunate to have both of them.
You know, I was really surprised in talking to Beede that he's changing himself already. I mean, he's a young guy, and you know, he's working on this, not a two-seam, but he called it a one-seam fastball. And for a guy to make that adjustment right away, that shows his versatility. How do you even recognize that when you're looking at a player and scouting him?
Well, in his case, we saw him in high school. We got a chance to know him some in high school and then know him when he went to Vanderbilt, pitched for 3 years. And he's a personable guy. He's someone that you can end up talking to. And I know Tim Corbin, who managed them at Vanderbilt, said this guy can really make adjustments, and he really had high hopes for him. So when we were looking at him and having talked to him and watched him pitch, we thought that he had the type of arm that we wanted to bring in the organization, allow Dick Tidrow and our whole pitching staff and our player development people to work with.
We'll have more with San Francisco Giants scouting director John Barr right after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Canes Tire in San Rafael. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Canes Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
You know, a lot of the Giants players that are up here now have college experience like Beede. I mean, you look at Crawford and Belt and others on the staff, but there are other guys who came out of high school and they're doing well. You know, Madison Bumgarner, for example, Matt Cain. So now you've got Christian Arroyo. How much did you look at his maturity?
Well, our scout, Mike Metcalf, did a good job on his maturity. I mean, he handled himself well. He was an excellent student. He was going to the University of Florida for like an engineering degree. That's where he committed to. But all these guys ended up going to high school at some point in time, even the guys who went to college. So you have to find players that are ready. They're ready to make the next step. And sometimes it's at the high school level. Sometimes it's at the college level. But we are seeing a lot of players throughout the drafts and even internationally just being signed at younger ages and getting into the system and teams taking their time and developing them.
How important is the coaching that they're getting? A guy like Matt Duffy comes out of Long Beach State. They've got a good reputation for developing major league players. How much do you look at where they're playing?
Oh, I think that's a factor, where they've played, what they've been exposed to, who, what systems they've come out of. Matt Duffy, Brad Cameron, our scout down in Southern California, had a good feel for him. He said, this guy knows how to play the game. He can help you win. And I think sometimes that's what you have to look at, especially when you're taking a guy who's not just right up top. You have to look at players and say, does this guy have a chance to help you win? Does this guy have the idea of knows how to win? And in Matt Duffy's case, that's him. I mean, he's a great competitor, knows how to play the game, and he helped us down the stretch last year and helped us win a World Series.
How much does it help the morale of the players at the minor league level that lately the Giants are using a lot of homegrown products? I mean, there was a period of time where it was maybe more free agents plugged in, but now these guys are getting a chance. If there's an opportunity there, you guys are plugging them in.
I think that's everywhere in Major League Baseball right now. Throughout, all across the league, we are seeing players, organizations reaching down and bringing guys up, sometimes quicker than they may want to, but they're doing it because of the fact that some of these guys are ready to play, but they need them because the depth throughout all of it is not as maybe it was years ago, or they're not keeping them in the minor leagues for 2,000 at-bats or 1,500 at-bats. They're giving them an opportunity to perform up here, and they're performing well. Last year was a great for us. I mean, we had Panic, Susak, and Duffy come up and contribute greatly to our run and sparking us in down the stretch.
We'll continue the conversation with John Barr, Vice President and Assistant General Manager, Scouting and International Operations, after this. Inside China Basin is sponsored by Angel Borelli, a nationally known expert on pitching mechanics from right here in the Bay Area. She works with some of the best pitchers in the Bay Area, troubleshooting and solving their performance issues. Listen to Angel Borelli's weekly podcast, The Fix, which discusses issues and solutions for pitchers from a sports science perspective, and get a weekly tip on pitching at Angel Borelli Pitching on Facebook. Check out our website, jimscience.com, where you can order her books and other publications. Contact Angel Borelli today. It's great to see Chris Heston. He pitched really well in his opening start of 2015. What about Kyle Crick? A lot of people are wondering about his development because he throws so hard, and we know that he could be a big-time strikeout pitcher when he gets up to the major leagues once he develops.
Well, again, everybody takes their own time. That's why you don't put timetables on any player, because you're not sure what's going to click or when it's going to click. You try to work with him, and right now he has the tools, and he's trying to perfect that into a skill so he can end up pitching at the major league level. And I know that the progress that he's been making from our player development people, they've been very happy with his progress. And, again, he was a high school player that we took. He had limited pitching experience when we selected him, but he's someone that is really continuing to develop, and hopefully someday he's going to be able to contribute up here.
Before I let you go, what is special about the relationship that you have with Brian Sabian, Bobby Evans, and just the group? Because you guys have been really successful, and you just seem to really have it in sync.
I think it's a relationship, and Dick Tidrow is involved with that, Jeremy Shelley, Yeshiah Goldfarb, all of us. We work together, and we respect each other and what each one of us has to do. And that's all from the leadership of Brian. Brian sets us on out, tells us to go out and go get it. He's there with us and to tell us when he thinks you're doing right and when he thinks you're not doing right. But it's a mutual respect, I think. And we all know we have certain roles that we have in helping develop this team. And we just want to win. That's what we want to do. It's not about and not anything else. We came together to try to bring a group of players together to win a world championship, and fortunately we've been able to do that, and it's been fun.
John, thanks so much for the time. Good luck in 2015.
Joe, thank you very much.
That's John Barr, the Vice President and Assistant General Manager of Scouting and International Operations. Join us again Friday. We're going to hear from Troy Tulowitzki, shortstop with the Colorado Rockies. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.